This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
So from right about the first moment that Kayla got here, she popped off one day. I forget what we were talking about. It's probably not long after she got here and it was Halloween. And anyway, she invoked the name of Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, yeah. I haven't gotten a total yet on this, but sorry.
You have to explain what you're talking about.
Okay. Yes, I say Reese's, not Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, by the way, the second word isn't Pieces either.
It's Pieces.
Reese's.
Pieces of Reese's.
Okay, I say Reese's. Regardless, I say Reese's. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I am not the only... I will tell
well,
you...
it
I
does
am,
matter.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't, because our traffic girl, Izzy, says Reese's as well. Mm-hmm. So
we have two stupid people.
No. You have. Well, then if that's the case, you've got more than two stupid people in the building.
Ooh, there might be.
There might be because...
No, confirmed. There are a lot more than two.
Yesterday,
probably not the ones we think. It might be there's other people.
Yesterday, at the Halloween party that we had in our building,
uh-huh.
I wanted to prove you guys wrong. So I went and asked the question, how do you pronounce the word? And I got a little Reese's peanut butter cup and took it around and said, pronounce that word. And it'll shock you at how many people disagree.
What have we learned right now? It's the Halloween party. It's a time to be festive and bond with your coworkers. This one over here is on a mission.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove these guys wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't done a total yet of
yeah,
how many.
You were trying to say it was 50-50.
It's pretty close. I just haven't done a total. I was just trying to put together the Reese's versus Reese's.
Sad.
Well, I feel like I'm still saying Reese's when I say the other version, so Reese's. I try to really overpronunciate the "hez" at the end.
Yep.
And then I tried to prove you guys wrong by looking up old Reese's commercials, but they just say
no,
they
old
say
Reese's.
I know that, but that's the problem is they
Reese's
say
Reese's peanut butter cups. Okay. Do you call them Reese's peanut butter cups?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Now, see, here's the biggest point in all of this. If you go to YouTube and pull up Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or Reese's Pieces commercials, they say Reese's. So whatever world she grew up in where they mispronounce candy bar names, like, by the way, where she grew up, they're not M&M's, they're W&W's. I don't... it's not...
not true. Fake news.
Was. Hey, you got any Wuzzles? Huh? Yeah, you know the chocolate things with the shell on the outside? Wuzzles. Oh, M&M's?
Yeah.
I got you. Turn it over. The farther north you go in Florida, the more southern you get. I've always said so.
It is true.
Is it true?
Yes.
All right. Well, so do you want to go back on your little project over there?
No, my project's done. I just have to hit save real quick. So.
Oh, why don't you go do that? And then will you be back in time? Here's my whole real point to this. Is will you be back in time for Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown, or should we just give away the prize?
No, I'll be back in time.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Chance for you to win. Why don't we let's just keep it simple. We'll do tickets for you to go see Tyler Perry's Boo 2 and Madea Halloween. You can go see it on us for free with Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown coming up next.
Let's get back to Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
And let's get back to Nadim, because I want to make sure. Nadim, right? Is that how you say it?
Yes, that is.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. Okay, now make your point.
Hi. I don't think you boys should call Kayla stupid, because she's your coworker, and it just makes you boys look small, like you want to put someone down, and it doesn't entertain anybody.
I couldn't agree with you more, except we called everybody stupid. Who says? Yeah. Who says?
And it's equal opportunity. I listen to your show.
It's equal opportunity, too. Kayla calls us stupid plenty of times, and she's right. However, do you not agree that those who say Reese's Pieces are stupid?
No, I do not agree with that.
Oh, you're lying, Nadim.
You call
your coworkers stupid.
Well, no. We call everybody stupid, not just coworkers.
No.
And by the way, I call myself stupid way more. And it's even, if we could curse on the radio, it'd be even worse.
Yeah. Is it cool if I call them a stupid duty face?
No, now you're just being silly. But I want you to know, Nadim, I'm glad you brought this up. We talk about this all the time. Because,
do you?
Oh, no, we do. A lot. Don't we talk about this?
Absolutely.
A lot,
all the time.
That it's a very fine line because we're all in here together and we're all good friends. We definitely don't want to make it look like Kayla's getting picked on. However,
I think it looked like Kayla was getting picked on.
Well, she shouldn't say stupid things then.
Except,
I'm kidding. Nadine, I'm joking.
I was going to say, except in the situations, and this goes for any of us, except when you deserve it. In the instance of saying Reese's Pieces, I think that's deserved.
Indefensible is what I think.
Sometimes it's really charming and cute when people say things wrongly. Like if they're from a different country or if they have a different culture. I mean, people say things.
Okay. Well, that's true. No, that's true. She is from a different country and a different culture. She's from Florida. So
maybe their mother said it a certain way. My mom is from Europe, and she says things in different ways, and I think it's absolutely adorable.
Yeah, but Nadim, in 2017, those are instances that you can't speak about it at all. You're not allowed to say anything about it because somebody will take it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If it came from a different culture, they go, oh, you're bullying them and you're being mean. And it's like, no, I think it's a really cute the way that they say it. In Kayla's case, like Spence said, yes, different culture.
Different country.
Potentially
She's
different
from
country.
Florida.
Yeah.
Well, no, and I get this because it drives me nuts when people say Halloween instead of Halloween. It drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah, seriously, when I did that song, Not a Halloween Guy, I say Halloween, but whatever, I sang it Halloween, and I don't know why.
Yeah, but you pronounce things different when you sing.
Yeah,
because you're from Florida.
I know.
Or Grass Valley, California. See, we all have our own thing.
Yeah.
We all have our own thing. By the way, have you seen the side-by-side picture of the gourd that will never implode with 500 rubber bands? Have you seen that side-by-side with my head?
No.
I mean, that's, you want to make fun and bully. Please. Let's start there. But no, your point is well taken, and just know that we're very sensitive to that, that we don't want to make it look like we're picking on Kayla, because we love her, even though, and all of her foibles are what we love about her.
Good.
And we love you too, Nadim.
Yeah.
Although we're going to talk mess about you once we hang up.
That's fine. Bring it, baby.
No. We'd do it in front of your face. If we were really going to do it. And can I tell you
if you're real, man, you'd do it to my face.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. No, here's the funny part, too. Lasso, you scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's in the other room, and his eyes are like saucers. And he pushes the intercom, and he goes, "This woman on line one is just lighting you up right now." And I went, well, I think we should talk to her. So I'm glad we had this opportunity.
My pleasure.
Have a lovely day.
You do. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, we'll see you. Bye. And feel free. Anytime. 702-364-9890. I love that. And I'm not kidding. We do tease Kayla a lot, and I'm mortified. I don't lose sleep over anything. Sometimes I lose sleep over this. Because I don't want people to think that we're picking on her. Even though she's tough enough to stand up for us. For the record, she's not even paying attention right now.
No.
She's doing something else, and she's moved. This is how not bothered she is by it. She's over here doing something else. She's typing something, probably on Snapchat, going, at these boys.
She's on Pinterest. I already looked.
These guys are such
a
table.
On Pinterest.
So, and to potentially solve, you know what? I'll give you a minute. Forget about Kayla's show at SmackDown. We'll play later. You know what? We'll play later.
Okay.
We'll play 8:40. Kayla went around the Halloween party yesterday with the sole intent of trying to prove Spence and I wrong that it really is Reese's Pieces and not Reese's. Yeah, I'm not apologizing. It's stupid. That's just stupid. That's stupid.
Not.
You're stupid. We're going to find out how stupid next.
Keep my hands on myself.
Check it out. Check this out. Coming up in moments on Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
We're going to go commercial free until at least 9:45 in just a few minutes. Our friend Seema and Seema Ignited have sponsored the final exam all this week. So here's the deal. Are you familiar with this SEMA Ignited?
Yes. It's like cars and like specialty stuff, right?
Yeah, well, they do a big show. They do a big show here in Las Vegas where people come from around the world, like 60,000 people come from around the world for like add-ons and aftermarket stuff. Then Friday afternoon, day after tomorrow, they open it up to the public and they call it SEMA Ignited. It's really tough to get into this
thing.
Got
it.
We've got free tickets.
Yes.
Okay.
So we can do that. Here's what it is based off of what of Nadim's call a second ago. By the way, you call whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's 702-364-9898 for whatever you want. I want to make that clear. And it was funny when we really pressed that, just the 1 month anniversary after 1 October.
Yeah.
And out of the tragedy, what an amazing week that was. Where this community came together, Vegas Strong was born. We're really honest with each other. We really, you know, spent a lot of time together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I missed that a little. I enjoyed Nadim calling and yelling at us for me saying Kayla was stupid, even though it's not Reese's Pieces stupid.
Reese's.
So, well, to that end, and we'll get to the final exam question and answer in just a second. It's based off of this. None of us have heard this except for Kayla. Kayla went around the office Halloween party yesterday with the sole idea of trying to prove us wrong. And you think it went well?
I think it did. It proved my point.
Mm. All right.
By the way, start writing down names, Spence.
I'm going to write them down.
Pay a few visits after.
Maybe just tally, because I don't know how many agree with you and agree with
Reese's or Reese's?
How do you pronounce that?
Reese's.
How do you pronounce that?
Who was that? Who was that?
That was Sylvia.
Co-worker Sylvia.
Again, consider the source.
Incorrect.
Reese's.
How do you pronounce this?
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Trying to figure out people I can't count on.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Kyle, how do you pronounce this?
It's a Reese's.
Yeah.
It is.
How do you pronounce this?
Reese's.
Hey, how do you pronounce this?
Reese's.
You know what I realized? This is a Mars-Venus thing.
It's all women that say Reese's.
It's gender.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that.
You notice so far, it's all men say Reese's, all women say Reese's. So far, from what we've seen so far.
How do you pronounce this?
Reese's.
Yeah. That's interesting.
She's edited this in her favor.
Mind is
blown. No, I haven't.
You're cheating.
Whatever. Okay, then you go listen to the original.
Oh,
No, I mean, if you're going to accuse me of cheating, that's ridiculous. I didn't do that. I pulled the audio, pushed it together so we wouldn't have to listen to the crap between.
Call him stupid. People like that.
You're stupid.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
I wear it like a badge of honor.
On occasion. Yeah, sometimes more often than not. Yeah.
How do you pronounce this?
Reese's.
How do you pronounce this?
Candy.
How do you pronounce
what?
Candy.
Wait a minute. Reese's.
How do you pronounce this?
Candy.
Who was that?
Olivia.
Candy.
Said candy. I like that. You know what? Because she's no frills. She's no nonsense. She give it to you straight.
How do you pronounce this?
Reese's.
Hey, how do you pronounce this?
Reese's.
How do you pronounce that word?
Reese's.
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 How do you pronounce this?
But at the end, three. But other than that, it was all
Reese's.
How do you pronounce this?
Reese's.
How do you pronounce this word?
Reese's.
How do you pronounce that word?
Reese's.
It's not Reese's.
10-7 in favor of the correct way to say it.
But you gotta point out that seven people said it originally.
You gotta
Reese's.
Point out that 10. What's fascinating to me was mostly the women that said Reese's.
And the guy said it correctly. I'll bring this to an end real easy. I guess I've been saying it wrong all along. And I need to recut the jingle because apparently it's Spency's challenge. So I'll fix it. I'm sorry for being
dramatic. People say one thing.
Is that Kayla I've been waiting for?
Spency's challenge.
See, now we're getting Spency's. Now the truth is coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Now you're seeing all of it.
She's been empowered by Nadim. She's like, "Call me stupid again. I'll throw this unbreakable gore
you know
up your
what?
Head.
Please let me empower as well. Keep going with all of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.